I've got to start with this. So he's working for free with Doge. He's kind of put a lot of his life on hold. And you sued Twitter a number of years ago. You just made him pay you $10 million?
That's right. That's right.
That's right.
Well, I sued from long before he had it.
Yeah.
And, I mean, they really did a number on me, you know. And I sued, and they had to pay. They paid $10 million settlement.
You're okay with that?
I mean, I left it up to the lawyers and you know, the team running Twitter. So it's, I said, you guys do what you think is the right. It makes sense.
I think it's funny.
I think it's a very low. I was looking to get much more money than that.
So you gave him a discount when the lawsuit.
He got a he got a big discount. I don't think he even knows about it.
He's become one of your, if you read and believe the media, he's become one of your best friends. He's working for free for you.
Well, I love the president. I just want to be clear about that.
I don't care about that.
I know. I love the president.
You love the president.
I think President Trump is a good man, and he's, you know.
That's nice, the way he said that, you know? There's something nice about
it. Really is. Because the president has been so unfairly attacked in the media. It's really outrageous. And I've spent a lot of time with the president, and not once have I seen him do something that was mean or cruel or wrong. Not once.
You know, I've known him for 30 years.
Yeah.
And I've never seen anybody take as much as he's taken.
Yeah.
And we've discussed this, and I'm like, how do you deal with it?
Did I have a choice?
Well, you would say that to me. I'm like, what am I going to do? Worry about it? And, you know, and then culminating in two assassination attempts, which resulted in your endorsement.
Well, I was going to do it anyway, but that was a precipitating event, yes.
That speeded it up a little bit.
Yeah.
The day of the assassination.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. It sped it up, but I was going to do it anyway.
Mr. President, with your indulgence, I'm convinced that people only know a little bit about Elon. I don't think they know everything about Elon, because as I studied for and prepared for this interview, I learned a lot about you that I didn't know. I think people will think about Tesla. Democrats are demonizing you and trying to make the country hate you. I just want people to understand you a little bit better, and the person that you've gotten to know and have now put a lot of trust in.
Yeah.
And, you know, just let's go over a little bit of your bio, starting with PayPal and how you became involved in Tesla and SpaceX and Neuralink and all these.
Take a while. I mean, you know, I think the way you think of me is like I'm a technologist, and I try to make technologies that improve the world and make life better.
You can show your shirt.
Yeah, and that's why I like my T-shirt says tech support, because I'm here to provide the president with technology support. And now that may seem like, well, is that a silly thing? But actually, it's a very important thing, because the president will make these executive orders, which are very sensible and good for the country, but then they don't get implemented. You know, so if you take for example, all the funding for the migrant hotels, the president issued an executive order. Hey, we need to stop taking taxpayer money and paying for luxury hotels for illegal immigrants.
It's
which
crazy.
Makes no sense. Like, so obviously, people do not want their tax dollars going to fund high-end hotels for illegals. And yet they were still doing that, even as late as last week. And so, you know, we went in there and we're like, this is a violation of the presidential executive order. It needs to stop. So what we're doing here is one of the biggest functions of the Doge team is just making sure that the presidential executive orders are actually carried out. And this is, I just want to point out, this is a very important thing, because the president is the elected representative of the people. So he's representing the will of the people. And if the bureaucracy is fighting the will of the people and preventing the president from implementing what the people want, then what we live in is a bureaucracy and not a democracy.
You're both aware, you have to be keenly aware, that the media and the punditry class, not that, you know, I think you've proven they have no power anymore, because they threw everything they had at you and they didn't win. And that was, you know, the New York Times, Washington Post, three networks, every late night comedy show, two cable channels. They threw everything, lawfare, weaponization.
Sure.
And now I see they want you two to start. They want a divorce. They want you two to start hating each other.
I have to poop, but it feels stuck.
Stop! Are you trying to kill us?
What?
and they try, oh, President Elon Musk.
That was
Musk
a commercial, sorry.
You do know that they're doing that to you.
Oh, I see it all the time. They tried it, then they stopped. That wasn't, they have many different things of hatred. Actually, Elon called me. He said, you know, they're trying to drive us apart. I said, absolutely. No, they said, we have breaking news. Donald Trump has ceded control of the presidency to Elon Musk. President Musk will be attending a cabinet meeting tonight at 8 o'clock. And I say, yeah. It's just so obvious. They're so bad at it. I used to think they were good at it. They're actually bad at it, because if they were good at it, I'd never be president. Because I think nobody in history has ever gotten more bad publicity than me. I could do the greatest things. I get 98% bad publicity. I could do, outside of you and a few of your very good friends, it's like the craziest thing. But you know what I have learned, Elon? The people are smart. They get it.
Yeah, they do, actually.
They get it. They really see what's happening.
Yes.
And, that, and at the end of this interview, what I would like is I want people to know the relationship and know more about you. What is the relationship, Mr. President?
Well, I respect him. I've always respected him. I never knew that he was right on certain things, and I'm usually pretty good at this stuff. He did Starlink. He did things that were so advanced, and nobody knew what the hell they were. I can tell you, in North Carolina, they had no communication. They were wiped out. Those people were, you know, they had rivers in between land that never saw water. All of a sudden, it was a river and a vicious, like rapids. People were.
We're going to pause right here, but we're going to come back to it. It's 641. You're listening to 100.5 FM. We're broadcasting live from the RowAutoGroup.com studio. Don't forget, our McVitie's Hearth and Home text line is 207-409-6172. You can find out more at StovesOfMaine.com. This is Sean Hannity, The Sean Hannity Show. And last night he interviewed President Trump and Elon Musk, who is running DOGE, which is the Department of Government Efficiency. As Sean rightfully pointed out, Elon is not drawing a paycheck. Not that he needs one, but he's not drawing a paycheck. Donald Trump is not drawing a paycheck. We have two true public servants. They're serving the people, and they're not getting paid to do it. That's what a real public servant is. That's a servant in the old way. And Sean's pointing out some very important points here. Is initially, Donald Trump was Hitler. Donald Trump was authoritarian. Donald Trump was a tyrant. Donald Trump was this. And then they pivoted because that failed. 77 million people in the country said, you know what? You people are dumb and we're not listening to you. And that's what they said. The media in America is actually dumb. They're hateful, but you can be hateful and you can be dumb. You can be full of hate and be dumb, and they're dumb. So that didn't work. 77 million people said, no, we tried it your way and your way is terrible. So they pivoted. Now Elon Musk is the president. Donald Trump, who was an authoritarian, a dictator, a monarch, a tyrant, all these other things they claimed during the election when 77 million people did not, I repeat, did not fall for it. Suddenly that guy who was going to take power in a manner in which no one has ever had it, as you recall, they kept saying during the campaign that because of the Supreme Court decision on immunity, that Trump was essentially a monarchy, a divine right of kings. And then they pivoted because their attacks, which are nothing but dumb and hate-filled, and because they're dumb and hate-filled, well, then they decided that this guy who was a monarchy, who was going to run roughshod over the people, just gave up his authority and gave it to Elon Musk, and now Elon Musk is president. These are just really dumb, mean, hateful people. They hate themselves. I know this sounds awful, but I'm telling you the truth. I told you for years that liberal progressive women in this country were full of hatred and self-loathing. And then last week, a study came out, an extensive study, showing they are truly the most miserable people in the country. You know, it's a choice to be miserable. It's a choice to have hate in your heart. All those things are a choice. And these people have chosen to make those choices. So now we have somebody going in and uncovering all the things that I've talked about and people who do the kind of job that I do have talked about for 20, 30, 40 years. Rush Limbaugh, Worry Alive, God rest his soul. Let's see, he started, what, in 89? So that would be 36 years. Rush talked about it. finally, we have somebody who has said, you know what? The people said yes. Let's uncover all this stuff. Let's show the American public what the bureaucracy has really done to our nation's government and therefore done to our nation. And so they are peeling back the layers of the onion. And the onion smells, by the way. It really does. And the progressive crowd in this country, which are very small, it's a very small group of people, but they are well-funded by George Soros. They are mean as hell because they worship Satan. And they're trying to do what they've always done. Destroy. The difference is, as Sean pointed it out, and Trump said himself, no one has ever put up with more than Donald Trump. No person except Jesus Christ himself. That's it. And I'm not comparing him to Jesus, but I'm just telling you the truth. 98% of the media coverage in this country has been negative against Donald Trump. No person in America has ever dealt with that before. And then they tried to kill him twice. Twice that we know of. And then there are people marching in the streets saying that, I mean, I've got the clips. I can play them for you. I've been reluctant to play them because you don't know what crazy out there is listening and it might trigger them. But they're calling on the death of Elon Musk and Donald Trump. Why they've not been arrested, I don't know. I guess we've gotten soft again. Maybe July 13th is just a faded memory in the minds of the Secret Service and the FBI, but it's not a faded memory for me, and I suspect for many of you. But these people are actively calling for the death of Donald Trump and Elon Musk. Rick Wilson, who's part of the Lincoln Project, one of the most corrupt people in all of American political history, said literally said, you have to put a bullet in Donald Trump's head. And why that man's not in jail, I don't know. But we're soft on this, you know? It's Donald Trump, you know, it'd be icky to go get him, right? So I'm going to play a lot of this interview because it's a perspective you ought to hear. It's their perspective. Which, by the way, is the truth. Their perspective is the truth because it's Elon Musk and Donald Trump. It's not some progressive who couldn't fight their way out of a wet paper bag. But they are absolutely certain that you and I owe them something. We don't owe them anything except an opportunity. Everyone in this country deserves an equal opportunity. No one deserves an equal outcome. No one deserves anything more than that. Which is why Trump is getting rid of DEI, diversity, equity, and inclusion. I think we're all okay with diversity. I know I am. I have a broad circle of friends, have all my life. But equity? Are you kidding me? Equity is, you don't give people equity. You earn equity with your equal opportunity. And I don't even know what inclusion means. What does that mean? So we go out and find someone who was completely incapable and unqualified to do the job and then hire them to be the brain surgeon? Is that what we do? I don't even know what that means. Did not earn it. That's what DEI actually stands for. And the proof is in the pudding. So I wanted you to hear this because you might not have been able to. You know, a lot of you are working really, really hard. I hear from you. Some guy texted me this morning when I got up. But he was at work at 10:30 last night and said, I went to work when you got on the air in the morning at 6. And I'm still working at 10:30. That's a long day. Just to make ends meet because our government has chosen to make life harder in America. Making it really easy for a lot of people. People coming into this country illegally, as you heard them say, and it's all true and we all know it, it's all provable. And if you didn't believe it because it was Donald Trump and Elon Musk, I know you believed it when the comptroller of New York City said, I don't know what we're going to do. We've already paid these luxury hotels for the people to stay there illegally. What are we going to do? They clawed the money back. Well, you're going to do what everybody else does when you suffer a loss. You're going to have to deal with it.
We're dying all over. They had no communication. They said, you know, Elon Musk, they didn't really know I knew him. I said, yeah. He said, could you get Starlink? It's like the first time I ever heard of it. I said, what's Starlink? A communication system. That's unbelievable.
I have it.
Yeah, and he said, I called him and I said, listen, they really need it. And he got like thousands of units of this communication, and it saved a lot of lives. He got it immediately, and you can't get it. I mean, you have to wait a long time to get it. But he got it to him immediately, and I said, that's pretty amazing, and I didn't even know he had it. We watched the rocket ships, and we watched Tesla. I think, you know, something that had an effect on me was when I saw the rocket ship come back and get grabbed, like you grab a beautiful little baby, you grab your baby. It just
hug the rocket.
I've never seen
right. Everyone, everything needs a hug, including rockets.
And he said, you know, you can't really have a rocket program if you're going to dump $1 billion into the ocean every time you fly. You have to save it.
Right.
And he saved it. First time that I've ever seen that done. And nobody else can do it. If you look at the U.S., Russia, or China, they can't do it. And they won't be able to do it for a long time. He has the technology. So you learn, I wanted somebody really smart to work with me in terms of the country, a very important aspect. Because, I mean, he doesn't talk about it. He's actually a very good businessman. And when he talks about the executive orders, and this is probably true for all presidents, you write an executive order and you think it's done. You send it out. It doesn't get done. It doesn't get implemented. They don't implement it. They maybe they're from the last administration, and they are in some cases. You try and get them out as fast as you can. But I could, as soon as he said that, I said, you know, that's interesting. You write a beautiful executive, and you sign it, and you assume it's going to be done, but it's not. What he does is he takes it, and with his 100 geniuses, he's got some very brilliant young people working for him that dress much worse than him, actually.
Yeah,
they dress
better.
In just T-shirts. You wouldn't know they have 180 IQ.
Wait. So he's your tech support.
He's much more than that.
Yeah. I actually am tech support, though. But
he gets it done. He's a leader.
Yeah.
He really is. He gets it done. You get a lot of tech people, and you have people that are good with tech, but he gets it done. You know,
we're going to have to take a quick break here. We'll be right back.
We fix people by fixing their car. I like being part of that.
It's a great feeling knowing that you've done something that looks good and you know the customer is going to be happy with.
We're doing great. I love my job. I love what I do and all my coworkers.
All the winners.